I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Not finished untangling it.
Nightside on KSL.
A limited edition spring season.
It's beautiful out there, Alex. Spring is in the air.
Yeah, so are your respiratory droplets, so stay away from me.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
All right, welcome to the Nightside Project, the second hour of the show, the final hour of the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Ethan Millard. He's Alex Carey. And we hope that you're enjoying this limited edition spring season of the Nightside Project. What can we say?
I know
we're
that
having a lot of fun bringing it to you.
I know that part of Prince Charles's thing is he has to, as a representative, there are few left. You can't. There aren't very many representatives of the British royal family anymore. They can't get a lot of them to speak on behalf officially of the family. So you roll out Prince Charles to tell people they got to start going out there and picking some fruit and vegetables if they're furloughed. I didn't know. I just hadn't heard his voice in so long. All of the portrayals of royal people, Ethan, I'm going to be totally honest, have been, and tell me this is not the same for you, on Netflix's The Crown. All of the people that I've heard that have been speaking, and that is their, that is the exact way that royals speak. And so if there is a royal's accent that kind of goes along, it's very highfalutin, Ethan. And so when the prince asks you to pick fruit.
At this time of great uncertainty, many of our normal routines and regular patterns of life are being challenged.
At this time of great uncertainty, I didn't know that a grapefruit was neither a grape nor a fruit.
They're like, it is a fruit.
Oh, is it? What about grape nuts? Take 14, then. Come together, Britain, and pick grape nuts together with me, Prince Charles.
So I think we should start bringing Prince Charles.
Look, man, I got to tell you this. If Prince Charles came to me and said,
Ethan, would you mind picking some of the fruits and veg for this weekend's royal meal at the Buckingham Palace?
I would say yes.
The queen is in need of a few aubergine. Isn't that what's that called? The aubergine.
What corgis? She has corgis.
I know, but isn't that the French word for an eggplant? There you go.
Why would I know that, Ethan? What was the French word for eggplant?
Ethan, the queen is in need of those long, purple, fake pumpkins. Can you bring those to the palace this weekend?
Yes.
It's me, Prince Charles.
All right, so we're kicking off the second hour here with a little bit of some headlines. And Ethan,
yeah, I've got headlines.
I thought it was appropriate before you get to your headlines that I brought a headline up that I found and that I'm allowing into the show, okay? Because I'm not going to let you take over this story.
Yep.
Tom Cruise has been found out to have been spending his quarantine in London inside the Scientology's UK headquarters. I know that's
right.
And when I said, where do you think he's spending it? Our producer Jeremy goes, in some Scientology bunker. And it is absolutely true. And it's not a bunker. It's a posh $17 million Sussex headquarters of Scientology, and not only that, I love how they put it in this headline too from the Daily Mail. hunkered down with a Michelin star chef in luxury accommodations.
Yeah,
they make it sound like he's got a lurid affair with a chef. You know, it's like the reality is everybody's living in this massive mansion because they all can.
Yeah. And so Tom Cruise, he's living there in England. He actually has been apparently spending a lot of time over the last couple of years in England. And
he's been there since Christmas with his entire extended family.
Yeah. And so he's kind of kept them all close. So it's himself, his kids, his sisters, their partners and their children. So it's kind of a crowd that they've all got there. But you know what? I mean, look, if Tom Cruise came to me and said,
Prince Charles here.
If Tom Cruise came to me and said, Prince Charles wants you to spend quarantine with me at a
posh
Scientology
luxury
thing.
But you're going to have to pick fruits and vegetables for the royal family on the weekend.
I'd say yes all day long. I would say yes to that all day long. People are like, oh my gosh, he's holed up in this huge mansion with a Michelin star chef. Can you believe it?
and an obsessed radio host fan from the States.
Where's the controversy here? If I had the money, I would spend coronavirus in a match with a Michelin-starred chef.
Well, and Tom Cruise. The honest truth is if my quarantine was with a Michelin-starred chef and Tom Cruise, and then we're sitting in the room together and go, gosh, isn't it weird that we're all living together still? Michelin chef, mm-hmm. What do you think? And he's like, I don't know. I've been making quesadillas for the last 10 days. I've been like totally underutilizing my – Prince Charles took all the eggplants, so I can't make a thing around here. Jeez. Ethan, the entire – COVID-19 quarantine with the entire Wu-Tang Clan or a Michelin chef?
A Michelin chef. I don't know. I don't really know the Wu-Tang Clan very much.
Oh. It's a clan, though. See, and they could, they could all bring their talents to the table.
Well, if one of them could cook, I guess.
Hi, Method Man. Red Man.
All right, Alex, I've got another one.
What?
Okay, I've got another one. So, this one's a great one. We're trying to figure out how we might create things like a moon base, right, on the moon.
Yes.
Here's the problem, though, is that for every pound of material that we want to take to the moon, it's going to cost us over $10,000. Now, just to get it into orbit. So just 1 pound of payload from Earth into orbit costs about $10,000. So, you know, it's not like we can send up fence posts and bags of concrete to the moon. That's just kind of be out of the question. So scientists are trying to figure out how we can use as many resources on the moon itself in creating this. And what they've discovered is discovered a new method that they think is going to work. They say that you can use, and researchers have demonstrated that you could potentially use urea to create what is essentially lunar concrete. In other words, it can be used to make you use water, urea, and the powdery soil found on the moon's surface.
Well, okay, hold on.
And
hold on.
You can use 3D printed geopolymer cylinders of the mixture, and you can shape it in and harden it into like a concrete thing. Now, here's the thing, though. You know where you get urea?
Yeah, it's tinkle.
It's human urine, which is exactly the kind of brilliance
that we paid NASA for. Give me some moon dust. Now, Craig, I need you to take this moon dust to the bathroom. Because we think we can make concrete out of it.
It's not literally like that.
So,
but
wait a minute.
I read that and I was impressed.
I'm impressed too, except for how long is this going to take? You know what I mean? How long is this going to take? And are we making bricks? And then in the end, when you open the door and a piece of the ceiling falls down into your soup? Okay?
Well, you can throw that right out. I mean, you got to be realistic with the limitations of being on the moon.
When the moon cave dust falls into your mouth while you're snoring, okay, you have to do the math in your head as to how things got the way they are in your life, all right? You have to start doing a little bit of a, yes, I'm an astronaut, but is this worth it?
No, that wouldn't make you, that's not, you're not too squeamish for this.
Oh, come
no,
on. I'm not. I'm saying you would be. I'm saying you would be.
If Tom Cruise came to me
and said, Prince Charles needs you to go to the moon.
He says, Prince Charles needs you. He hands me a cup. a little cup and says, Prince Charles needs you, I would be there for
the
my king.
The thing is, what do we know about going to the bathroom and being an astronaut? You're already years into wearing a diaper. All right? So that's where it doesn't matter. All right, taking the break.
Now, you took it too far.
Okay. Took it too far.
And then
perfect.
You came in down here.
We've got some consumer news, including
too far.
A company that is shutting down forever. Retailers having to make the tough decision. We'll come back, more to go. The Nightside Project continues.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.